وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity,
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers, sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And welcome to the program IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human being himself and how he is being portrayed in the Quran. Allah refers to the humans as heart, or He dresses the heart of the human being, and obviously not the organ that pumps blood, rather than the essence of the human being himself. And we spoke about this topic previously, so obviously I can't repeat myself. One of the things that we have to do in order to maintain our humanity is to maintain the heart itself and keep it safe and keep it healthy all the times. Among the things that helps us maintain and take care of the heart is contemplation and thinking. You see that when me and you, we get too busy thinking about this world, thinking about making money, thinking about building an empire, houses, cars, and all these, you know, matters of life, if we spend too much time and we immerse ourselves into thinking about them, what it will do in return, it will cause the person to become heedless, as we say, ghafla. And heedless from what? From the afterlife and from the effects of the actions, which is very important. So we need to understand that our actions have consequences, which sometimes we are completely heedless of. Therefore, to maintain the safety and health of the heart, we need to understand the consequences. Understanding the consequences is not going to come by itself. It requires a little bit of contemplation and thinking. A person needs to think of the afterlife first and think of his actions and think what would happen to him when he dies, how he will see the angel of death, how will he enter his grave, how he will be resurrected, how he's going to get questioned, and then it is either punishment or reward. There's a huge process that sometimes we neglect. If we keep our hearts and our minds constantly enlightened of this fact, then you will see either we will stop sinning or either we will drop sinning. The level will drop to minimum. And especially with other people, because haqq an-nas, as a topic that we've discussed before, is one of the most serious issues that we will face on the Day of Judgment. The rights of people. So when we think about ourselves and the process that we're going to go through, then that surely should make a person think twice before making an action and, you know, whether cheating or lying or backbiting or harming other people. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi says, من أمر قلبه بدوام الفكر حسنت أفعاله في السر والجهر. He who ever make his heart think and contemplate, his action will be good, whether he is by himself or he is in public with other people. So you can see that when a person thinks and contemplates, this thinking, this contemplation, it will work wonders. It will do wonders to this person. And then it will make no difference to him whether he is with people or by himself, because Allah is one and the process is one. So it will not make a difference to him. This is the level that me and you need to reach in order to keep our hearts safe. Let us take a short break and then we will come back.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We were saying that a person needs to think and needs to contemplate, then that should help maintain the heart and the safety and the health of the heart. Sometimes we need to punish the heart itself. I mean, I do understand that the word punishment is very strong, but punishment and retribution from oneself doesn't have to be, you know, going to the mountains and, you know, praying day and night. No, there are things that we can do to help prevent ourselves from doing wrong, especially towards other people. So what we do is we impose certain things on ourselves in a form of a punishment that helps and maintains the safety of the heart. So, for example, a person says to himself, well, if you do this, if you backbite a person, if you cheat a person, if you lie to a person, for example, I will make you pray Salatul Layl, for example. It's something serious, even though it's something that we should be doing, but it's a good thing, you know? So sometimes you say, okay, I'm going to fast a day tomorrow. And obviously the shaitan hates this. So that sometimes we give ourselves tasks and chores to do if we do something wrong. And usually that sometimes works as a preventer. But obviously that requires also a process of thinking. It's not a one-time thing. Amir al-Mu'mineen salamullah alayhi, he says, تَوَلَّوْا عَنْ أَنفُسَكُمْ تَأْدِيبِهَا وَأَعْدُلُوا بِهَا عَنْ ضَرَاوَةِ عَدَاتِهَا. It's like when it comes to yourselves, you need to educate it, you need to punish it, you need to, you know, work with yourselves. So it could leave its bad habits and can change its bad habits. Because if you leave it, then obviously it will be too hard to fix and rectify. And then he also says, نَعْمَلْ عَوْنْ عَلَى أَسْرِ النَّفْسِ وَكَسْرِ عَادَتِهَا الْجَوْحِ. He says the best thing that can help you and support you in trying to maintain and keeping a leash on yourself and avoiding the bad habits, he says, hunger. And hunger, obviously, we're not saying a person should starve himself to death. No, but fasting. When a person fasts and he can't drink and he can't eat, it weakens the body. As the body becomes weak, the soul itself, the nafs, becomes also weakened with it. And we've seen that happens to us when we fast during the month of Ramadan. We become too weak to do anything, like physically and mentally. So when a person uses that against himself, that, okay, if you do this, then I will do that, then obviously what happens is that this nafs itself, this heart, becomes more easy to deal with, more easy to control, and more easy to direct and redirect. Because if we leave our hearts to itself and we let it wander around, then obviously we're going to lose. And this loss is going to be devastating in this world and also in the hereafter. Therefore, me and you, we need to go back and revisit ourselves and try to cleanse ourselves for our sake and for the sake of humanity. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
اللهم صل وسلم على الرسول وآل النبي العظيم.